Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Thank you to you, Omed Safari, once again for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hello. Thank you very much for this time and this opportunity. And I'm really happy to be with you and with your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you, Omed. So today's session, I thought we'd chat a little bit about the makeup of Iranian society, the different groups, who's in charge, minorities, Yazidis, Jews, perhaps gays. I don't know. Tell me about the makeup of Iranian society for somebody who knows nothing.
Yeah, but first of all, I would like to mention that we do not have Yazidis in Iran. Yazidis are a kind of Kurdish people, but in Iran we have lots of Kurdish, but we do not have Yazidis. You can only find them in Iraq, in some part in Iraq. But about your question, minorities in Iran, I think we can divide them to three different parts.
Yeah.
When we want to talk about minorities in Iran, these minorities, you can say religious minorities, sexual minorities, and also racial minorities. The first one, religious minorities, as you know, in Iran, the official religion is Islam, which is Shiism, which together make up more than 80% of the population of Iran. But there is also Sunnis, Christian, Jewish, Zoroastrian, and also Baha'i minorities. These minorities do not have the same rights as Shiite Muslims. For example, they have restrictions on holding religious ceremonies, like the Baha'is, are deprived of even basic citizenship rights. They do not have the right to study at a university or to buy or sell properties. I mean, the Baha'i people. Yeah.
For what reason, Omid?
Sorry?
For what reason? Why is that the case?
Because because the government considers them that they do not have a holy religion. And they say that because the center of Baha'i people are based in Israel, that's why the government and the Islamic rule are hated them. And I know I had many Baha'i friends. They are really good people and they are lovely people. But unfortunately, this is the strategy of the government. Religious minorities can never be appointed into to important government or even municipal positions.
Wow.
And they are always under the care of the security services of the Islamic Republic in Iran. Many of these minorities have been forced to leave Iran and migrate to free countries over the past four decades after the Islamic Revolution in Iran. For example, before the Islamic Revolution in Iran, the largest Jewish community after Israel lived in Iran, many of whom live in Israel today. The second one, I can say, sexual minorities.
Yes.
It's really a dangerous topic in Iran. In Iran, it is even dangerous to say that a person is transgender or homosexual. Under Islamic law in Iranian courts, being a homosexual is a crime that even carries the death penalty. For this reason, homosexuals in Iran either do not express their sexual desire at all or immigrate from Iran. Of course, but this is very important what I want to say. But of course, the way people and the government treat this minority is completely different. The existence of homosexuals is almost completely accepted among the people, but for the Islamic government in Iran, this is important taboo and like a red line. Unfortunately, I know that many of homosexuals in Iran were executed during past four decades. And the third one, racial minorities. you must, I'm sure that you know that there are many races and languages in Iran, different languages and races, such as Kurdish people, Baluchis, and Arabs. The government views these people in two different ways. If you are, for example, if you are a Shia or a Shiite Kurd, yeah. for example, the government has almost no problem with you because you are Shiite. But if you are a Sunni Kurd, the government will consider you like enemy. There is another important issue for the people who live in the border in Iran. For example, Kurdish, Turkish, Arab, Baluch, they are living in some provinces in the border in Iran. If you try for federalism and section, everywhere in Iran, you will definitely face the iron fist of the Islamic Republic, and you will undoubtedly be executed. I come from a Kurdish city in Iran, which is Kermanshah, and I completely understand this. If you just talk about federalism or rights for learning in your mother language.
Your language, yes.
Kurdish,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big problem in Iran. They never let you even to choose the Kurdish name or Turkish name for your children. Also, you can choose, it's no problem if you want to choose Arabic name, because they are Islamic name and they don't have problem with Islamic name and Arabic name. But if you want to choose for your baby Kurdish name, it's forbidden. It's not possible. So what I could say was, I believe that we can divide minorities in Iran in these three different minorities, and the minorities in Iran had always problems with the government.
Omid, you spoke about the Baha'i and the awful treatment, which was news to me. I didn't know that. Is the reason that they are treated differently from Christians and Jews the fact that they are not considered people of the book? Does that status of the dhimmi that Jews used to have and Christians used to have, I don't know if that applies anymore in Iran, does that separate them from, say, the Baha'i?
Yeah, you know, I think the first and the most important reason for this is because the Baha'i center and the base of Baha'ism and center of them based in Israel. And with this policy, the Islamic regime, they don't want to have any relationship between Iranian in Iran and the Baha'i, because they are afraid maybe Baha'is, they come from Israel and they had something in Iran. But as I told you, in our city, Kermanshah, we had many of Baha'i, and I have lots of experience and memorized to have communication with them, and they were very good people, and they were completely honestly. They never lie, and you cannot find one Baha'i in our city that lie for any reason. So, but the government, as I told you, they are afraid. They are afraid from them.
Omid, we're fast running out of time. A question to you, for those of us who don't understand Iranian society at all. Is it a cohesive society? That 80%, is that a strong mass of people who agree on certain fundamentals? Or is the society, due to its minorities, both religious, racial, and even sexual, that is fraying at the edges or pulling itself somewhat apart?
Yeah. Look. There is also big difference between the Iranian people and the government and the Islamic regime people. Yes, more than 80% of the Iranian people are Shiite, but they don't, they are not too much, respect Islam. Just for example, me, only my title is Muslim and Shiite, but I respect humanity and freedom more than, Islamic rules. Iran, I think, is the only country you can find in the Middle East that the people are too much unreligious and westernized people, and they love to have a good relationship with every kind of religion, which is Jewish, Christian, Baha'is. Between the people of Iran, you cannot find these problems. But unfortunately, the government want to make propaganda and inject their idea to the people. But during 42 years, during 42 years from Islamic Revolution till now, I don't think that the government was successful in this way.
Omid, that's where we're going to leave it. Once again, thank you for talking to me again here on Chai FM. It's a privilege and an honor, and thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you too.
That was Omid Safari, a writer and journalist, an Iranian living in the Netherlands. Absolutely fascinating man with fascinating insights. It's very nearly 6 o'clock. Thank you for being with me here on the Overdrive this afternoon. Come back tomorrow.